with SRN News. I'm John Scott.
A federal appeals court has upheld a judge's decision to order sworn testimony by Trump administration officials in the case of a mistakenly deported man. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A three-judge panel from the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said it's shocking that the administration claims it can't do anything to free Kilmar Abrego Garcia from an El Salvador prison and return him to the U.S. The federal appeals panel raised serious questions about efforts to stash away residents in foreign prisons without due process. It also warned of the dangers of an escalating conflict between the judiciary and executive branches. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, speaking with reporters, President Trump was asked about potential gun legislation after the Florida state shooting.
Look, I'm a big advocate of the Second Amendment. I have been from the beginning. I protected it. And these things are terrible. But the gun doesn't do the shooting. The people do. It's, you know, a phrase that's used probably too often.
On Thursday, the 20-year-old son of a sheriff's deputy opened fire at Florida State University with his mother's former service weapon, killing two men and wounding at least six others. Officers who arrived almost immediately shot and wounded the shooter. He's believed to be a Florida State student. Approximately 10,000 pages of records related to the 1968 assassination of Democratic New York Senator Robert F. Kennedy have been released. The release continues the disclosure of national secrets ordered by President Trump. Kennedy's son, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., commends Trump and Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard for lifting the veil on the RFK papers so many years after that assassination. This is SRN News. A warning about global persecution.
Dr. John Ebner is president of Christian Solidarity International, and he says the world needs to wake up. He points to a recent rash of deadly attacks on believers in Nigeria and Syria. There's also the ongoing persecution of Christians in Azerbaijan. Ebner says, quote, "This slaughter, like so many others of Christians and other non-Muslims, has been met mainly with indifference by the political and religious leadership of an increasingly post-Christian Western world." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wyoming Supreme Court heard arguments on an abortion ban this week. The justices wanted to hear the lawyers explain who should decide when life begins. Wyoming Assistant Attorney General Jay Jurdy said the state legislature, since it's the closest to the people. Attorney Peter Modlin, who represents abortion advocates, argued that the question is fundamentally religious and that the government has no business deciding it at all. This is SRN News. More ICE arrests in New York.
Authorities say 206 illegal immigrants with criminal records have been arrested in the New York City area by ICE agents. The arrest focused on the Big Apple, Long Island, and the lower Hudson Valley during an enhanced operation from April 6th through the 12th. ICE officials say more than half of those apprehended had significant criminal convictions or are currently facing charges for serious crimes such as murder and assault, and some were gang members. New York City Mayor Eric Adams backed the arrest. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Two New York prison guards charged in connection with the fatal beating of a 22-year-old prison inmate, including two charged with murder. A grand jury indictment accuses several guards of severely beating Messiah Notwe, a prisoner at the Mid-State Correctional Facility. Other guards were accused of trying to cover it up. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.